We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. What up, and welcome to Maggie and Perloff. It is a glorious Friday. I'm here in the New York City studios. My compatriot, Andrew Perloff, jetted to Los Angeles very, very, very late last night. He is coming to us from the very palatial studios, the Westwood One studios in L.A. And what happened? You brought the big board of disagreements with you? Is that
your idea
of a good time?
No, I just wanted to set the tone out here in L.A. because, I'm at this gorgeous Westwood One studio, and I want Maggie and Perloff to have a real presence here. So I wrote up the big board. You know, the things that we have not gotten along about, basically. The big issues that you and I just can't see eye to eye on, just to let them know what we're all about. And you know who I have number one there, Maggie?
Who's that?
JoJo, Joel Embiid. You think that he is going to leave my 76ers, our star, our number two in NBA voter, MVP voting, our second team all-NBA guy? No way.
Yeah, well, the reason, I mean, you were basically ready to drive him to the airport after they lost against the Miami Heat. I don't know who likes him more, me or you. But yes, things on the big board of disagreements, if you're watching us on CBS Sports Network, very important topics like whether squirrels will kill you, rum and cokes, is that a manly enough drink at a bar? Lots of things. So we'll continue to get back to our big board of disagreements. I'm curious if this next one, Perloff, is going to end up on the big board of disagreements. And that is this sort of newish argument that I'm seeing being made by Pat Beverly and some other NBA players that Steph Curry and LeBron James are like same conversation. And this is going to come off as sounding anti-Curry, and I do not mean it that way at all. But LeBron James is like top two in the history of the NBA. Steph Curry, we can talk about top 10, we can talk about top 8. Perloff, he's not top two. Like, can we stop with the insanity? He's an amazing player. He's a game-changing player. We will look back on him as being one of the, like, innovators, if you will, of the NBA. And whether you think that's a good thing, some people think it's a bad thing because of all the three-point shots. But can we please, like, he's not there with LeBron. Am I crazy? He is not there with LeBron.
No, this will not go on the big board of disagreements. Okay. I'm right there with you. Although I do have a little bit of an issue with the comparison. Are we talking about apples and oranges here? Steph Curry is unique in his own way and has done something different than anyone's ever done in the NBA. If you're picking teams to start with, you're going to take LeBron 10 times out of 10. And LeBron has also had an incredible impact in the game. Steph Curry is just different. It doesn't feel right to rank them against each other. But if you have to do it, right now I think we're looking at Steph Curry at 8, 9, 10, 11 in that area. I think that a more apt debate would be Steph Curry versus Kobe Bryant. I mean, I think that's the level we're talking about. You're right, LeBron, just by nature of his accomplishments, his durability, his titles, his trips to the finals. I mean, maybe you drop him to three, but that's about it. And you can't say definitively right now Steph Curry is top three. So the debate doesn't even really make sense to me.
Yeah, it's a fair point. But yeah, listen, there's another part of LeBron, the all defensive teams that he made where, you know, Curry was not exactly, you know, as dialed in on that end of the floor, although I know he's been a little bit better this year with an increased focus. But no, it's not the same. You're right about that. And maybe we aren't having the same conversation in terms of changing the game versus impact. But I guess if you were to play the devil's advocate, you know, Curry is still just, what, 33 years old? It's Curry. So I think most people have already kind of put LeBron wherever they're going to put him, whether that's one or two, I think, for most basketball fans. And we don't have to have the Jordan LeBron debate today. We just will put wherever you stand, he's one or two for most people. For Curry, he could still add to, you know, his legacy.
It's about two.
LeBron could also, I know. But, like, Curry could say, you know, he's going to be in his, you know, sixth finals now. He could win multiple more rings. And then maybe we're having another conversation. But I just don't see, like, okay, here's Patrick Beverley, right? So Pat Bev making the rounds on ESPN. We found Pat Beverley's next career.
Career. Yeah. Oh, he's set. He is set. It's a bidding war. Let's bring it on, Pat Bev.
So here's what he had to say about Steph and why he's putting him right there with LeBron.
Man, they right there.
They're right there together.
I mean, you have to. He's changed the game. LeBron's changed the game. Of course, everyone knows that. He's changed the game for a 6'8", 6'9", guy to be able to do the stuff what he does with the ball you've never seen before. But what Steph Curry has done, like Allen mentioned on it, these guys are shooting threes and not looking anymore. I mean, that is that. He has changed the game. He is
Most popular player in the NBA.
He looks good doing it. The face is perfect. I mean, everything. I mean, he's the golden boy. Everyone knows that. It just works for him.
And that was, you could hear Vince Carter was agreeing along. That was on First Take. Yeah, I mean, of course, Curry's like the golden boy, but LeBron is also golden boyish to a lot of people.
Definitely.
You know, LeBron is the one who came in with all the hype in the world and somehow exceeded it, you know, which so rarely happens in sports. Whereas Steph Curry was able to come in, was way more under the radar and was able to build up towards what he's become.
Okay, here's a question. Let's spice this up a little bit.
Okay.
2015 through 2018, who is a better player? The first Warriors championship through the last Warriors championship.
LeBron to me was still the best player there.
No, I think LeBron in that window, I think Curry was better.
Because
I mean Curry, you couldn't do anything. There was nothing. Curry got onto the court. I mean, and it was out time. And also the Golden State really should have, in my opinion, and I know we disagree about this, should have won all those titles. Curry was just like, he couldn't quite stay healthy through that 16 season.
So I still think LeBron was the best player there, but I understand why Curry was winning MVPs, because you're right. Nobody was like launching from the logo at that point and consistently seemed to be making them. Steph seemed completely unguardable, but I would still put LeBron, what he was doing on the defensive side. LeBron, you know, I would say the first finals where the Warriors beat the Cavaliers and Andre Iguodala got finals MVP, LeBron should have gotten finals MVP. Like that.
No. Oh, come on. Pearl, why would you give a losing? Why? Because he had huge numbers on a losing team. Who cares? They lost. I have heard this argument before. That makes no sense to me.
It absolutely makes sense. Kyrie Irving broke his kneecap after the first game in that series, and the LeBron was without a doubt the best player on the court in that series.
That's because he had to take every shot. He was completely relaxed. He's like, I'm the only one who could shoot on this team. So, of course, he put up huge numbers, but huge numbers in a losing effort mean the same thing as bad numbers in a losing effort. Nothing.
How about this? The fact that we did not think this was going to end up on the big board of disagreements, but it ends up on the big board of disagreements. Wow. Should someone be able to win an MVP in a losing effort in a series? But we'll have to take that for another day, because we want to litigate like the whole thing. And I guess I'm just curious at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, like, who's out there who does think that LeBron and Steph Curry are in the same conversation? Like, Pat Beverley does, and he's out there guarding these guys. So we can't just throw away his opinion and say, oh, it's Pat Bev hot taking here. I think he's saying it and he believes it. And that's someone who's inside the sport. So we have to take their opinion seriously. I just don't see it. I do not see it.
Well, I mean, the New York Times handed out a player of the decade for the 2010s, and it was Curry over LeBron. I mean, Curry's historic run in the 2010s is unavoidable historically. He did change the game. He had the most regular season wins of all time, more than Jordan. And the thing about Steph Curry, yeah, LeBron plays great defense, but what Curry does to a game, he makes life for the other four Warriors so much easier, because unlike LeBron, you have to chase him for 60 feet away from the basket. LeBron, you have to do all sorts of different things, but you had such a problem when Steph Curry walked into the building, where when Steph Curry was at the top of his game, which was not nearly as long as LeBron, when Steph was at the pinnacle, and I don't think he is now, he was arguably better than LeBron. I think that's where we disagree. LeBron has just done it for so long and so consistently and reinvented his game and did different things, but he was never the shooter Steph was.
Yeah, well, of course
not. That's what the big difference is. Steph is never one-tenth the defender that LeBron is. That's why, does it feel a little unfair comparing them? Do they feel like such different types of players?
Well, yeah,
they
are.
They don't really believe on, they don't belong on the same list almost.
No, they don't, but it's not us who are putting it there. You know, we heard this from Patrick Beverley, and it got us thinking. And so, like, what I kind of think about what you just said is what Curry, how he loosens everything up for the other four Warriors on the court. But I would also say, how much Klay Thompson's ability to play defense on the other team's best player, you know, allowed Curry really to go off on the offensive side. Like, there's other things here about LeBron, about Curry, that just, like, when people try to compare them as, like, you know, just their superstarness and their mark on the game and Steph the Golden Boy, and LeBron at one point was more vilified for leaving Cleveland and, you know, going to Miami or what have you, and it seems like Steph never makes a misstep, right? But I would say, like, Steph fell into a way better situation.
Wait, but why, though? Because if you put LeBron on that Warriors team, that lineup wouldn't have worked. I mean, Klay would have been good, but Draymond and LeBron couldn't have really done this. They kind of do the same thing. I feel like Curry would have gone to Cleveland and just dominated.
Well, that's interesting, because would they have drafted Draymond Green, you know, if LeBron James is there? I don't know. But, like, and when I say that Curry stepped into a better situation, I know the Warriors were a laughingstock when Curry got there. So the Cavs weren't far off. But, you know, the leadership that they've had once they made the transition. So Bob Myers, turns out, very good general manager. Steve Kerr, excellent coach, and was the guy who took this from Mark Jackson and, like, really got them over the hump. Curry has the ability to actually trust the people around him, where it never really feels like LeBron fully trusts everyone around him. You know, like, does he trust the front office? Does he trust, like, look at what Curry just did. And I heard Steve Kerr talking about this last night, was that, you know, Curry, basically the team went to him and said, you know, we're going to draft guys over the last couple years, and instead of turning around and trading them for another superstar to try to get back to the finals, we're actually going to develop these guys, you know, the Jordan Pools and those guys. And you got to trust us that this is going to help extend our run of success. And Kerr said anyone in Steph's situation could have used his leverage and said, absolutely not. I'm not hanging around and waiting for these young guys to develop. We need to cash in these picks and trade for a star. And the fact that Steph held steady and was, like, patient, it helped this team. LeBron's never done that, because I don't think LeBron trusts the person who's making the picks.
No, but I'm not sure if it's a chicken or the egg situation. Like, LeBron's never going to do that because he's LeBron. Like, LeBron is not going to sit and wait for somebody to build a team around him. He goes. He leaves. So I think, yes, you're right, he's never had that situation, but I think that's also part of his nature, that he's kind of always left. So I'm not sure that the LeBron isn't part of the reason that he hasn't had that stability. Because, you know, as we've talked about, he has that four-year window that he graduates. The team uses up all their resources to build a champion around him. It's just a different formula. Steph's done it one place. I don't think LeBron would have been patient enough to hang out through the downtime in Golden State.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because it's about the urgency, right? Which LeBron is constantly probably feeling, because all of the comparisons to Michael Jordan. You know, there's got to be an urgency at all times to win as many rings as possible, because you are vying for the title in many people's eyes of greatest player to ever step on the court. Steph Curry isn't really vying for that. You know, like, Pat Beverly's putting him right there with LeBron, but I don't know if Steph had felt that same type of urgency that LeBron generally does to win at all costs. Like, think about what's happened over the last couple years with Klay Thompson being injured. I mean, the Warriors have missed the playoffs. I mean, I know LeBron has too, but, like, they were...
Right, LeBron's missed two of the last 3 years, so it's not... Yeah, I don't know if that works either.
But this is later. This is LeBron now is going to be in year 20 next year. Like, this is Curry when he's 31 years old, you know, a couple years ago, being willing to be patient to let the draft picks develop. LeBron at 31, I don't think had the ability to be patient, because everyone's looking at their clock, you know, pointing at their watch, wondering when are you going to win another title?
No, that's fair. I mean, the pressure on LeBron is immense. Also, I think one thing that distinguishes him, LeBron's durability is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The fact that he's doing this at 37 is even more amazing. So I think that's one of the factors. I just think it's a bit of a different conversation. Who is a more dangerous player at their utter peak, LeBron or Curry? And they're such different players. But I think there is an argument to be made when Steph Curry at a certain point was the most impactful player in the NBA. I think we do disagree. I think 2015, in that little run, Steph was actually better than LeBron. That doesn't mean that he's higher on the list. I just think at his very, very peak, Steph had a couple years where he outplayed LeBron. And that's where I am. I'm not saying that LeBron belongs anywhere but number two on the all-time list. But I feel like there was a point where Steph was the best player on the planet.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, you're going to write it up on the big board behind you?
Yes, I'm going to write it up on the big board.
Joel Embiid, our disagreements about Bill Belichick, whether Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback has made it up there. Rum and Coke, squirrels, and the movie Blue Chips.
You know the one I feel most comfortable? There's just, I think about this at night. There's no way Bill Belichick is panicking about play calling. Belichick, he is not, oh my God, whatever the exact opposite of panic is about play calling, which he apparently has secretly been doing for 20 years, he is so unpanicked about that in May. I just can't even imagine. He is more relaxed about that. His dog ran the draft 1 year. You remember that photo?
Yeah, and how'd that draft turn out?
Is that where he took N'Keal Harry?
Blame the dog. Wasn't so great. All right. Well, that Bill Belichick disagreement will be for another day. Today's disagreement is about Steph Curry and LeBron James. Do they belong in the same conversation? As Pat Beverly said, is Steph Curry right there with LeBron? I think that's nuts. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Call us up. You can also find us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl, facebook.com/Maggie and Pearloff. We want to hear from you. Coming up next, the countdown of our most intriguing NFL teams continues. Who cracked 30? Ooh, we'll get to that in just a moment. Back with your phone calls. Steph and LeBron, what say you? It's Maggie and Pearloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.